Back here on the game, you can't be serious in like 7 or 8 minutes. We're running a little bit late here on the show. We can pretty much close up shop on that poll question. 75% of you think the Wichita State to the American Athletic Conference is a good move, and I agree. I'm looking forward to seeing that. I want to see Wichita State play UConn. I want to see Wichita State play SMU. I want to see Wichita State play Memphis. I think it's good all the way around. Missouri Valley is a loser, but I did see that they're going to target Valpo and Murray State to try and shore things up in their conference. If they're able to add those two schools, that's not half bad. I just don't think Wichita State should really owe all that much to the Missouri Valley, especially after Creighton has already left. So we talked a lot about it earlier on in the show, newsradiokman.com, the on-demand tab for the podcast there. Before we get to You Can't Be Serious, we've already mentioned this throughout the show, but your reason to celebrate today, and at 5:46 on a Friday, I'm sure you probably don't need any extra motivation here too, but it is National Beer Day. It's National Beer Day, so you should probably celebrate that. I've already told you all about how, especially right now, you start getting to this time of year, I'm all about the Radlers. I'm all about the Shandies. That's my wheelhouse. I don't know if I'm particularly proud of that, but that's what I got. Wintertime, love some IPAs. 8-bit, there's nothing better than an ice-cold Tallgrass 8-bit. But once you get to the summer, man, I start moving to the fruity beers. And that's hey, at least I'm honest, okay? I know you're going to make fun of me for
they're
it.
They're not
but
gross.
But at least I'm honest, right?
They're delicious.
Right? They're just enough. Like, I can't do the those, like, the margarita in a can type of thing. Like, that stuff's too sweet.
Yeah.
It's got to be right in between. There's a sweet spot in between there. And most of those hit that sweet spot. So that's where I'm at right now. How will you be celebrating, Mitch?
I'm going to go with my new favorite beer. You can find them in 4-packs around here in Manhattan. Going to go with the Tallgrass Morrow Street Wheat. That stuff is delicious. Now, I'm no longer – I don't really – drink the usual beers like you find at a bar, your local bar, the usual beer on tap. I like to keep it local these days. Like whenever I go on the road, I try to find a time to, you know, go find a local beer.
Oh,
and
I
try
see.
It
like
out.
Find something from there. Yeah,
yeah. I do that. I try to do that everywhere I go, and I have so far.
So what was it in Orlando?
Actually, didn't get to do it in Orlando.
Okay,
can't really find a whole lot of that where we were going, but when it comes to Manhattan, always got to go with the Tallgrass, but man, there's so I'm a big wheat beer guy. That's always the way to go if I can't find a good a bar usually has like Boulevard on tap, and that's what I really appreciate. That's my go-to every time.
So is that going to be the choice tonight, or are you going to try and go more creative?
No, I'm going to go Tallgrass tonight, but I might try a little something else too.
Okay, all right. Well, you can tweet us at the game KMAN if you got what your choice is going to be coming up tonight. Yeah, mine will not. I can't believe I'm still a little perturbed that there were guesses of Bud Light and Coors Light for how I was going to celebrate in the match game. You really think my taste is not more sophisticated?
I've never really seen you drink anything else other than
and
domesticated
look,
beer.
Look. I don't mean to bash. Like those absolutely serve their purpose. Yeah. I do drink plenty, you know, throughout the year. But if I have a choice, like if I'm not just in a bar scenario, I would like to go up the scale a little bit. But I'd be curious what everybody is going to celebrate with. The game KMAN, you can tweet your responses there. It's a very short segment. We've got You Can't Be Serious to get to here before things are all said and done. When we come back in You Can't Be Serious, this is one of the funnier ones we've had in a while. This is Jabroni of the Week material here. So I will help you prep again, Mitch, for Jabroni of the Week. But this is maybe the worst excuse I've ever heard. That'll be the tease. You Can't Be Serious coming up.